السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے کہ رمضان کا مہینہ.
حضور says that the translation of this verse is as follows, that the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down as a guidance for mankind with clear proofs of guidance and discrimination. Therefore, whosoever of you is present at home in this month, let him fast therein, but whoso is sick or is on journey shall fast the same number of other days. Allah desires to give you facility and He desires not hardship for you, and that you may complete the number, and that you may Allah exalt for His having guided you, and that you may be grateful. Huzoor says that regarding the first part of this verse, I would be explaining some points. The month of Ramadan has got a special link with the Holy Quran, as Allah Almighty Himself has mentioned in this verse, which I have just recited, that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. By saying that, he has explained that the fasting in the month of Ramadan have not been fixed just for nothing, but in this month, such a great book like the Holy Quran was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or its revelation started. And it is, we find in a hadith that Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam, every year he would whatever part of the Holy Quran had been revealed upon the Holy Prophet ﷺ during the month, he would come and revise the whole thing, make the reading for the second time. So the importance of this month enhances with this fact that Allah Almighty, the last and the perfect guidance, book of guidance from Allah Almighty was revealed during this month. So our its revelation started. So therefore Allah Almighty, when He has enjoined upon us, made it obligatory for us to observe fast in the previous verse, the commandment is there. That is regarding the obligatory obligation of fast. And then the glad tiding of the acceptance of prayer has been given. And the verses after that, in that some other commandments related to the Ramadan, they have been mentioned. So these things explain fully well that to observe fast and to observe to worship is not only it is not only enough, but during this month you should pay special attention to the Holy Quran. Regarding its reading, you should pay attention. The fasting is important because, and that is enhanced because of the fact that during this month, Allah Almighty, upon the perfect man, the last Sharia was revealed upon him. That is in the form of the Holy Quran, it has been revealed to him. In order to get nearness to Allah Almighty and to find out the ways of the acceptance of prayer, you learnt all these things because Allah Almighty has taught us those ways through which, by following which, we can get have the nearness to Allah Almighty. And also the signs of the acceptance of prayer are shown. So it is very essential to read this book. In the month of Ramadan, the recitation, the tilawat is very essential, so that throughout the year you should be reminded of this and your attention should be focused on this. In the last Ramadan, during the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Hazrat Jibrail came and repeated the full reading of the Quran twice. So following this tradition, a mu'min should at least complete the reading of the Holy Quran twice. If he cannot recite it twice, so at least it should be done once by himself, then in dars and also the Taraweeh, the possibility is there to listen there. And cassettes and CDs are available. They can also use them in their cars when they go for work and go on listening. So in this way, as much as possible, the maximum of the Holy Quran which can be recited or listened, that should be done during this month. And then not only the recitation, but all the commandments mentioned in the Holy Quran, people should try to find those, and then throughout the year, then those commandments which they discover, they should try to act upon those. And then regarding those commandments, they should try to find out the highest degree of their compliance. Only then you can understand the real significance of the month of Ramadan. And the fasting and the worship, the full justice can only be done to these by this way. If people do not know that whatever I am doing, I do not know the purpose of that, and why Allah Almighty has given those commandments. And you cannot really do justice to those actions without knowing that. Rather, you cannot even know those acts which you are required, which you are asked to do. If you only know that you have to follow righteousness and pay good deeds, and do good deeds, but they do not know what really the righteousness is and what are the good deeds, what is the detail of that. So just by looking at other people, there is a system there. There are speeches, they come and sue, they listen to that, they come to they listen to the sermon. Something will be done in a way, but the real spirit of that, they would be that would be unknown to them. So therefore Allah Almighty says that the true Muslims are those allazina atainahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi, that is to say that those people to whom we have given the book, they recite the book in the way as it deserves, as it should be. So that is to say that they do it regularly, they ponder over it, they do it regularly, and also they try to act upon those commandments. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the Holy Quran says that do not leave it just as something which you have forgotten or left behind. There should be tilawat. And this verse which I have recited, Allah Almighty, after mentioning this point, that شَهْرُ رَمَضَانُ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, then Allah Almighty says, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, that for the it has been revealed for the guidance of mankind, and those things which make distinction between the truth and the falsehood, they have also been, detail of that has been mentioned there. So unless you do full justice to its recitation, neither you can find what is the right path, nor you can understand the distinction between the truth and the falsehood. So it is the responsibility of every mu'min, believer, that if you want really to do justice to fasting, then the recitation of the Holy Quran and the search for the commandments and the instructions of Allah must be done. Regarding the tilawat of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has also mentioned, wa umirtu an akuna min al muslimin wa an atlu al qurana, and I have been commanded that I should become among those people who submit, and that I should be reciting the Quran, I should be doing the tilawat of the Quran. So the true submission and obedience is that the perfect law, the perfect book which Allah Almighty has revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we claim to believe in that, and then in this age, by the Imam of the age and the Mahdi of the time, we believe that we believe in him. So then this Quran, the perfect book, we have to do justice to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And during this Ramadan, while we should promise to recite it regularly, and we should do so, at the same time, we should also make a promise that after Ramadan, we have to recite it on daily basis, regularly every day. And we have to take it as an obligation upon us, the recitation of it. And we have to act upon its commandments as far as possible. We should act and comply with that. Because this is the thing which can bless us with the nearness of Allah Almighty. And this is the thing which would be become the means of the acceptance of this month of Ramadan from us. And this is the thing to which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn our attention, particularly to this matter. He says, and for you there is this very special teaching that the Holy Quran should be not left like forgotten thing, because your life lies in it. That is to say that if you act upon this action upon this should not be forgotten. It should not only be the recitation or reading, but you should also act upon it. Otherwise, you would become like a dead person. The spiritual life that will be no more there. The promise of bath that you have done with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that will be just futile. He says that it should not be left forgotten, left behind like that. And he says that those who are going to honor the Holy Quran in this life, they would be honored in heaven. And those people who would take it, give it preference upon every statement or every hadith, then these people would be given preference in heaven. To have the honor in heaven and to be preferred, what does it mean? That means that that Allah Almighty, out of His blessing and grace, will bestow the nearness upon these people. And these people will be shown the examples of the acceptance of prayer. And he will be able to avoid the vices of the society in this life. And as Allah Almighty has told us, that first your effort should be there, then I will come to you running. You have to put in your effort first in order to see these examples and these spectacles. We have to give honor to the Holy Quran. We have to do full justice to its recitation. And we have to comply with all the instructions contained therein. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that for the mankind on the surface of the earth, there is no other book but the Holy Quran. And for all human beings, there is no messenger and no intercessor but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you should try your best that the your purest love should be with this great prophet, the Holy Prophet, and nobody should be given any preference upon him, so that you should be counted as among those people who get the salvation in heaven. And remember that salvation is not that thing which you get after the death, but actually the salvation means that in this very life, the sign of that, the light of that should be experienced. Who is the one who is who attains salvation? The one who believes that Allah is true and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is between him, between Allah and between all the mankind. He is the intercessor. He is the Shafi. And there is no other prophet equal in status with him, and nor any other book which is equal in status with the Holy Quran. And for no one Allah Almighty liked that he should live forever, but this exalted prophet of Allah Almighty, he is alive all the time. And the proof of that, Allah Almighty has laid this foundation, that his spiritual blessings and the bounties, they have been made perpetual till eternity. And because of his spiritual beneficence, he has sent promised Messiah in this age, whose advent was very essential in order to complete the building and the citadel of Islam. Because it was very essential that this world should not end until for the Muhammadan dispensation, somebody should be given with the name of Muhammad as it was given with the dispensation of Moses. So this is our blessing, that we have joined the community of this Messiah of the Muhammad, and we have the perfect book of the Allah Almighty, which is safe and pure with us. We have promised to understand its real glory and status. And the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his status of being the seal of the prophets, we have got the full true perception of that, while other Muslims, they are simply deprived of that. So this honor and this distinction, this makes us distinguished from other people. And this draws our attention to the point that the teaching of the Holy Quran should be well understood by us. And the true message of that and the reality should also be understood, and his real status and glory should be well instilled in our hearts. and we should also show it through each action of us. If that is exhibited and demonstrated through each and every action of us, so then it is like leaving the Holy Quran behind us. And this is like a prophecy has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, as I have already mentioned. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Almighty says, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. And the Prophet would say that, O my Allah, certainly my people have left the Holy Quran as something abundant and left and forgotten. They read it, but there is no action according to that. They do not act upon that. So it is really a great worrying point, a point of great alarming, and it should be a point of concern for every Ahmadi, that we have been blessed by Allah Almighty, and we are fortunate that we are able to recognize the Imam of the Age, because we have to establish the supremacy of the Holy Quran upon us. And according to this beautiful teaching, we have to live our lives according to that. So after the recitation of the Holy Quran, the action according to these commandments and teachings which we get from this great and unique book of the Holy Quran, that will enable us to not to forget this book. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding this point that you remember the Holy Quran is the fountainhead of all the blessings, and that is the real means of true salvation. This is the fault of these people who do not act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. There is one section among those the defaulters who do not have a belief in that, and they do not consider it to be the word of God. These people are gone far away. But those people who believe that this is the message from God, this is the word of Allah, and this is the means of salvation, and the so then it is really very sad if these people do not act upon that. And there are many such people who have never read it all throughout their life. So those people who are so ignorant and unmindful of this word of Allah Almighty, their example is like a person, that a person knows that from such and such foundation the water is absolutely pure and very delicious and very tasty. And the water of that is a means of cure from so many ailments. And it's a very sweet water and very cold water. And also the water is such which is the cure for so many ailments and diseases. He knows all these things and he has got this perfect knowledge. The knowledge is sure, but despite that, despite the fact that he is very thirsty, and despite the fact that he is suffering from so many ailments, he doesn't go to that fountain. So this is the height of his unfortunate deprivation. It was his duty that he should have gone to that fountain, he should have benefited from that. But despite the knowledge, he is far away from him, just like a person who is totally unmindful of that. And he remains in that situation until the death overtakes him. And his condition is something from which other people should learn a lesson. The condition of the Muslim is like that. They know that the key to all the success is this Holy Quran. And we must act upon that, but actually they do not act upon that. A person who with utmost sympathy and utmost kindness, and not only that much, but under the command and under the instruction of the Allah Almighty, he is calling them to this guidance, that person is called the liar and an imposter. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that when with great sympathy and agony I call the Muslims to that, then they call me as a liar and imposter and Dajjal. So this is the height of these people being, and these are very pitiable people. And the Muslims should have done like this. And this is the need, that they should consider this fountain as a great bounty of Allah Almighty. They should appreciate that. And they should act upon the teachings, and then they should see how Allah Almighty, and then they should see how Allah Almighty removes their problems and difficulties. I wish that Muslims should understand that, and they should ponder over it, that this is a good way which Allah Almighty has made available, and they should be getting all the benefits of that. In this extract, well, the Promised Messiah Allah Salatu Wasalam has depicted the condition of the Muslims, and he has expressed his sorrow and disappointment upon those Muslims. That also increases our responsibility, that this beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran, we should impose, and we should put into practice this beautiful teaching to that degree, that as a result of the bad action of the Muslims, the negative, the people, non-Muslims who are encouraged to criticize Islam, that should not be possible for them. And when they look at the actions of the Ahmadis, then they should be compelled to change their thinking. So by the grace of Allah, when Ahmadis, they present the beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran between the people of the world, there are many Ahmadis who are, whenever the meetings and the seminars are there, then the beautiful teachings are presented to them, then these non-Muslims, they openly come out with the statement that this angle of the teaching of Islam, we have come to listen for the first time, come to know for the first time. So when we make these things a part of our daily life, so then we will not be like those people who are presenting the teaching alone, but we would be like those people who are presenting the practical example of that. And similarly, the Muslims also, and Ahmadis should also try to spread this teaching among the circles of Muslims, that you differ with us in certain matters. Keep that difference to you, but in the name of Islam, at least you do not bring a bad name to the perfect teaching of Islam. This way of salvation for you lies in the fact that you do not claim only to believe in the Holy Quran, but you ponder over its teaching. And the condition to which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has pointed out in his statement, and the way he has mentioned about the worries and the problems of the Muslims, and the same situation is still standing like that. It stands like that, and in some cases, it has become even worse than that. So until they do not make it the guide of these Muslims, do not make the Holy Quran guide for them, they are going to suffer this situation. Just by uttering the name of Islam, you cannot have the Islam in you. Islam has got its beauty, and the beauty of Islam is quite apparent from its teachings. The commentary of the Holy Quran, nobody can do it, no scholar can do it by himself, unless he is taught those ways of interpreting and explaining the Holy Quran. And that, in this age, Allah Almighty has taught to that one, that person whom they declare as Dajjal and liar and what not. Allah Almighty have mercy upon these people and give them the intellect and wisdom, and also enable us that we should be doing justice to the Holy Quran more than ever before, and also to act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. And we should establish the glory of the Holy Quran, and also we should give preference to the Holy Quran. And how this honor can be established and how it can be preferred, I have already mentioned it before. Regarding this, Allah Almighty has also given us the guidance in various places, in context of various commandments. It has been mentioned. Some verses, or some parts of those verses, briefly I would like to mention today. How beautifully Allah Almighty has mentioned about the status of the Holy Quran and regarding its beautiful teaching He has guided us. This subject may not be complete today, the part which I want to mention today. Otherwise, the Holy Quran is just like an ocean which can never be exhausted. If a person starts describing that, one cannot cover all of it. According to one's own capacity, everybody thinks over it, then more and more points of wisdom they emerge and come to his knowledge. First of all, Huzur says that what are the manners of the recitation of the Holy Quran? And before the recitation, how one should purify one's mind? Before that, Allah Almighty says, فَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرَانَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that when you are when you recite the Holy Quran, then you come into the protection of Allah from the Satan, the accursed one. And as we know that in order to mislead the person from the path of righteousness, the Satan has thrown an open challenge and made the declaration. And the Holy Quran is that book, each word of which is the one which takes a person to Allah Almighty and establishes him on righteousness. And also indicating to those paths which are leading to Allah Almighty. So therefore Allah Almighty says that if you want to have the status of the nearness to Allah Almighty, if you want to acquire that, and if you really want to understand this teaching which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, then before the recitation of the Quran, before its reading, you have to be very pure in your mind, and you should pray to Allah Almighty that from all the instigations of Satan you should be protected, and Allah enable you to act upon those teachings which you are going to recite, because this is such a wonderful treasure. And in order to deprive the man from this, Satan is going to bring in so many impediments and obstacles in the way. And if you don't pray for the protection of Allah Almighty, you will never know how Allah Almighty and from where from he has stopped you from understanding and acting upon the commandment of Allah Almighty. And despite the fact that this is the word of Allah, this is the message from Allah Almighty, but by being under the influence of Satan, you will never be guided to this message. So the very first requirement, the first requisite is that the recitation of the Holy Quran should be done after coming into the full protection of Allah Almighty. Very purely you recite that, and only then you will be able to understand it. And then Allah Almighty says, وَلَا يَزِيدُ ظَالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا, that those who are unjust, they are always increasing in their harm. It is going to increase them in their loss of faith and harm. وَاللَّهُ يُقَدِّرُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ عَلِمَ أَن لَن تُحْصُوهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْرَؤُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ
اللَّهِ.
And Allah Almighty increases and decreases the length of the day and night, and He knows that you won't be able to cope with it, so He has come back to you with the forgiveness. So whatever you can easily afford, then you read out of that, and you know that and there are some other instructions after this verse. So from this part, previous to this one, Allah Almighty has reminded us regarding the Nawafil of Tahajjud prayer. So Allah Almighty says that some part of the Holy Quran, whatever you remember, that you should recite. And apart from that, whatever you recite the Holy Quran by way of pondering over it, that you should do. This is the job of a mu'min, believer. The Yassara min al-Quran, the wording used here, that only that, that meaning should not be taken, that whatever you remember, that is good enough, and you should not try to memorize more and only recite that which you already remember. Or whatever teaching you know, that is good enough, and we should not try to learn more. But as far as possible, one should try to recite the Holy Quran. In one place, Allah Almighty says, "Fastabiqul khairat," that you try to vie with others in the matters of goodness. And when you do not know that what are the good deeds which Allah Almighty has mentioned, and what are those actions which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, so then how can you excel other people? So the reading of the Holy Quran and its study and its learning and pondering over it is very essential. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam had a revelation, al khairu kulluhu fil Quran, that all the beneficence, all the blessings and the good deeds, they are contained in the Holy Quran. So therefore, the meaning of muyassar is not that whatever you have, but whatever you have memorized, that is good enough. But try to increase your faculties and abilities so that you may be able to get maximum benefits from the Holy Quran as much as you can. And other conditions are also mentioned. Sometimes you may not feel well or may be on journey. So because of that, the length of the prayer may be shortened or may long. But this does not mean that the Holy Quran, whatever you have learnt, that is good enough, and not to try to learn more. But then Allah Almighty say, "Auzida lahi waratilil Quran atartila," that are you increase and you recite the Holy Quran in a beautiful way. That is to say that your tilawat should be such that each and every word is clear, you understand it, and you recite it in a melodious voice. It doesn't mean that you recite that very quickly, as some people do, that in the Tarawih, the non-Ahmadis, non-Ahmadi Muslims, they recite the Quran in Tarawih so quickly that people don't understand it. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that recitation of the Holy Quran in a melodious voice is an act of worship. In one hadith says, Sayyid bin Abi Sayyid Raziyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the person who does not recite the Holy Quran in a melodious voice, he is not one of us. And then Allah Almighty says, another instruction is there, "Vaskuru ni'matallahi alaykum wa ma anzala alaykum min al-kitabe wal-hikmate ya'izukum bih." And remember this bounty of Allah which is upon you and which is upon you, and this word and the hikmah, which wisdom which has been given to you, and Allah Almighty advises on the basis of that. That is to say that all the commandments of Allah Almighty contained in the Holy Quran, they are the blessing from Allah Almighty. In the beginning of Surah Nur, it has been mentioned that this blessing which you have been given, there are commandments, you should ponder over that. Unless you read it, you won't be able to have the knowledge of those bounties. You won't be able to understand that. So therefore, the Holy Quran, its recitation, tilawat, and it is like getting the advice from it, and it is very essential for a true believer to do like that. Because this is the fact which actually increases a person in righteousness. Then Allah Almighty says in one place, "Kitabun anzalallahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatazakkara ulul albab," that this is a book which we have revealed to you. It's very full of blessings, so that people can ponder over its verses, and those people who are full of wisdom, they can get some lesson and guidance from it. So those people who believe and those who are full of wisdom, why they are full of intellect? Because they this book contains the teachings of all the previous prophets, which Allah Almighty wanted to preserve. They were good things, and this age as well, and the present and the future guidance That is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, which would be which Allah Almighty has put into it, and He considered that this may be needed till eternity, and that was revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this pronouncement which has been made in the Holy Quran, if you think over it, you ponder over it, and this is the this is what the people of wisdom should do. We can only propagate it in this way when we impose this teaching upon ourselves in the first place, and then regarding tilawat, how it should be listened. Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That when the Holy Quran is being recited, then listen to it carefully and be quiet so that Allah should show His mercy upon you. This is the respect of the Holy Quran which every Ahmadi should establish in himself and also among his progeny. And this importance should be taught to the children. Some people are careless during at the time of the recitation. They continue their own discussion and talking. Sometime the TV is on, which brings the tilawat, and the members of the family, they continue talking. Either they should observe silence and listen to the tilawat, or they should switch off the television if the things are so important that they must have to talk at that time and they cannot afford to leave with them. So this is an instruction for everyone, that if these people, if they listen to it carefully, then they would understand that how wonderful this teaching is. And then Allah Almighty, because of that, will have mercy upon those people and will enable them to have the means of their guidance. So we have utmost regard for this thing, that the word of Allah, the message of Allah Almighty, should be listened very carefully and try to understand that. Quietly we should listen and we should try to get maximum mercy of Allah Almighty. Then Allah Almighty says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That as you are commanded, you firmly established upon that, and also that person should be established who have repented along with you, and don't transgress the limit, and whatever you do, Allah Almighty observes it minutely. This is from Surah Hud. So this instruction is not for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the fact is that any commandment revealed upon him is for all those who follow him, but here in particular Allah Almighty has included the believers and those who repent, that they have to firmly act upon these commandments and also make other people observe that, and also remember that simply don't depend on your worship alone, but the real thing, which is the real essence of that, that you should try to find out, and that is the attainment of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And after giving this commandment, Allah Almighty says that those people who claim that we have repented, they should also try to know the limits prescribed by Allah and try to know those boundaries and limits, and they should get maximum knowledge, and they should never ever try to transgress and cross those limits. And only then they can have the pleasure of Allah Almighty. This is also a part of our responsibility, that we should train our children in the same way, that they also they should also try to listen and understand and impose this teaching upon their lives as well. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that I am terribly sorry when I see that Muslims, like Hindus, they do not have the same feeling as regarding the death as the Hindus have. Allah Almighty has mentioned the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam acted upon all the instructions. He was afraid of the death. Why his condition was like that? So that we should get a lesson from that. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when this commandment was given to him, he mentioned that this verse has made me look like an old man. Because my people of my ummah, they should also learn a lesson from it. He was worried about them. He says that otherwise the pure and the sublime life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what could be the greater proof of that, that he was made the greatest guide, and he was till eternity, and he was made a guide for the whole mankind for all times. And if all the actions they are the practical example of his complete obedience, as the Holy Quran is the word of Allah Almighty, and the law of nature is his practical book, so the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a book in action of all the instructions, which is the commentary of the Holy Quran and explanation of the Holy Quran. And he has also explained it further, saying that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when people asked me, that Surah Hud has made me look like an old man, because under this instruction a heavy responsibility has been given to me, that I should make myself upright and also convey it to other people. So far as this responsibility to one person is concerned, that one should comply in his person, that is all right, but to make other people like that is not that easy. So that establishes the highest glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his spiritual power, that how truly he acted upon this teaching, that he created such a beautiful community of the companions, that they were called the kuntum khair ummatin ukhrijat linnas, that you are the best people. And radiyallahu anhum, that was also mentioned there. And there was no one in Medina who was out of that. And his success was such a unique that we cannot see any example of that in the life of any other prophet. So it should not be simply a talking, or just, you know, utterance of the mouth should not be there, or just a show to the people. It should not be like that. Then if that is the case, then what would be the distinction between us and other people, and what distinction we will have upon other people? So this is a great lesson for us, that we should not simply be talking about these things, but understanding the commandment of Allah Almighty, we should be shaping and molding our lives according to that. Because this is the commandment of Allah, this is the instruction from Allah Almighty, as he says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, that this is a blessed book which we have revealed, so you follow it and acquire the quality of righteousness, so that mercy could be shown to you. Mercy may be shown to you.
پھر ایک اور بات جو معاشرے کے لیے ضروری ہے.
And then another thing which is very essential for society, for the establishment of peace, I would like to mention it here. It should have been mentioned before. Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ
الرَّحِيمِ.
And when these people come to you who believe in our verses and signs, then you should say that peace be upon you, Allah Almighty has given you the mercy. And that is that if somebody commits any fault by mistake and then he repents and reforms, then he should know that Allah Almighty is most forgiving, and he comes to them with mercy again and again. So this is the beautiful teaching which increases the beauty of the society. When the message of Islam is being conveyed to one another, then message of peace is being conveyed to the people, then all these complaints between the people, that they should be removed, and they should be removed. Those brothers who are fighting with one another and angry with one another, they should establish peace between them. Our claim is that we are Ahmadis, and we have firm belief in the Holy Quran and we act upon its teaching, then the Holy Quran says, then you should send peace to your brothers or upon one another. And here sometime people are showing their displeasure and anger between them, so they should think over this matter. And on these petty things, which we should not ignore or disregard these beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran regarding this matter. So all the Ahmadis regarding every Ahmadi should do, all the Ahmadis should do regarding the reading of the Holy Quran and reading it and understanding it. There is no aspect of the teaching which has not been covered in the teachings of the Holy Quran. So therefore, for the peace of society, for your own spiritual uplift and getting the nearness to Allah Almighty, it is utmost essential that we should try to find out the commandments of Allah Almighty and try to act upon that. And this can only be done when we become regularly irregular in our recitation and acting upon those commandments. As I said, all the things cannot be mentioned. There are some I have mentioned and the rest will be mentioned later on. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that ponder over the teaching of the Holy Quran. Everything is therein. The detail of the vices and the good things are there, and the news about the happenings of the future is also mentioned there. So understand it fully, that this is what has been presented in this faith cannot be criticized by other. The blessings and the bounties of the teaching are freshly available. They have not been mentioned in the Injil, and the teaching may be suitable for that time but it is not compatible and useful and applicable to the situation today. But this is only applicable to the Holy Quran, that Allah Almighty has given us the cure of every ailment, and the training of every faculty is there, and whatever weakness is there, Allah Almighty has given us the remedy of that. Therefore, always be regular in recitation of the Holy Quran and pray, and also try to reform and make all your actions under the guidance of the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty enable us to read this, understand it, and to act upon it. And we should also try to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And we should be like those, and also we should be also giving the beautiful teaching of the Holy Quran should be reminded to our children as well. We should do the same regarding our children, and they should have the love of the Holy Quran in their hearts.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر